Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Dakula's middle schools, one in town, for that serve it. There is exactly one public middle school with a Dakula, Georgia address. There are four that Dakula families actually attend. That's the same pattern found in the Wire's elementary school comparison. Gwinnett County Public Schools assign students by cluster, not by mailing address, and the six elementary schools with Dakula addresses feed four different clusters. By sixth grade, those paths have fully diverged. The four middle schools serving Dakula addresses. Ratings from great schools. Enrollment from the National Center for Education Statistics, 2024-25, except McConnell. Cluster assignments from Gwinnett County Public Schools. Three of the four sit outside Dakula's city limits. A family on one side of town sends a sixth grader to Dakula Middle. A family a few miles away sends theirs to Hoshton, Buford, or Loganville. Dakula Middle, strong academics, unhappy reviewers. Dakula Middle is the cluster's anchor, at 137 Dakula Road, next to Dakula High. It serves students from Alcova, Dakula, and Mulberry Elementary Schools and enrolls roughly 1,866 students, one of the larger middle schools in the county. Its academic rating is solid, 8 out of 10 on great schools, above average for Georgia middle schools. But it carries the lowest parent rating of any school in this report, an average of 2.1 stars across 37 reviews, well below the other schools covered here. That gap deserves a plain reading. 37 reviews accumulated over years is a small, self-selected sample, and parents who post about middle schools skew toward the frustrated. It is not evidence that the school is failing academically, the test-driven rating says otherwise. What it does suggest is that some families have had experiences worth asking about. If you're zoned here, that's a reason to tour and ask direct questions, not a reason to panic. Osborne, the standout on state tests. Osborne Middle, in Hoshton, serves the Mill Creek Cluster, meaning Fort Daniel and Puckett's Mill families. Great Schools rates it above average, and it posts the strongest test results of the four. According to U.S. News, which ranks Osborne 22nd among Georgia middle schools, 67% of its students scored proficient or better in math and 71% in reading. For comparison, the same source puts Gwinnett District proficiency at 47% in both subjects, and Georgia at 38% math and 36% reading. Osborne enrolls about 1,816 students with a student-teacher ratio near 16 to 1, and roughly 39% of its students are economically disadvantaged. Twin Rivers and McConnell. Twin Rivers Middle, in Buford, serves Dyer Elementary families in the Mountain View cluster and holds the highest great schools rating of the four at 9 out of 10, with a parent average of 3.4 across 16 reviews. McConnell Middle, in Loganville, serves Harbin's families in the Archer cluster. It rates 7 out of 10 and is the largest of the four at roughly 2,058 students, with a student-teacher ratio around 16 to 1. The district context, and a change in how Georgia reports it. Gwinnett's middle schools outperform the state on most measures the Georgia Department of Education tracks. On the 2025 College and Career Ready Performance Index, the district's middle school scores beat Georgia's on content mastery, 76.0 versus 65.6, progress, 89.5 versus 83.1, and readiness, 87.3 versus 83.2. The state edged the district on closing gaps, 86.3 versus 83.8. One important change for parents doing research, as of 2025, the Georgia Department of Education no longer publishes a single overall CCRPI score for any school, district, or the state. A permanent addendum from the U.S. Department of Education prompted the shift, which the state says is meant to keep challenges from being hidden behind one number. If you go looking for my school CCRPI score, you'll now find component scores instead of one figure. What to ask when you tour? Middle school is where course placement starts to shape a student's path. A few questions worth asking at any of these four. How are students placed in advanced or accelerated math? When a child takes algebra, I determines much of their high school math sequence. What does the gifted program look like day to day, pull out, cluster grouping, or advanced content classes? What support exists for a student who arrives behind grade level? How does the school handle behavior and phones? Gwinnett County Public Schools has district policies on student electronic devices. Individual schools implement them differently. What clubs, sports, and arts are actually running this year? Offerings shift with staffing. And verify your zone before you commit to a house. Gwinnett redistricts periodically, and the district school locator is the only authoritative source for which middle school a specific address feeds. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeCoolaWire.com.